Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Hart coming your way and glad to be able to share with you in another broadcast time. You tune me in by the way of WDLP 93.1 building at 7 o'clock. And we're now streaming this broadcast live by the way of WDLP.FM. Others of you tuned me in by the way of Ionia, I-1430 AM, or else 92.7 FM, or over in the Lower Ada area, 100.3 FM. Whatever way you've tuned me in, I welcome you and enjoy, and I will enjoy your presence with me as we share the broadcast today. Others tuned me in by the way of Greenville, WGRM, 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And we're now streaming both the Ionia and the Greenville station by the way of the web. And that's a pretty special thing to be able to do. You've tuned me in by the way of internet radio. Some of you have at earsradio.com at 10 o'clock. Others of you are listening by the way of my website. My website is PastorKenHarger.com. Take your mouse and bring it up over Messages from the Lighthouse. You will show up Current Media. Click on Current Media, and the top one is the message for today. Whatever way you join me, I'm just so glad to have you be a part of our time together. And you know what, folks? It's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms today that's got us tuned in. And all of us, as we think about our mom, my mom's been gone about 19 years. And I got to tell you, I still miss her and still many times think about the things that she meant to me. And those of you that's in that condition that I am in, that your mama has already passed away, bless you as you reflect upon her through this day. And the blessed of you bless you as you honor your mom in whatever way that you can. I need to say thank you to those who take care of the financial cost of the broadcast. So first of all, to Doug and Noreen Lane from the Sheridan area, a big thank you for your support. To Gloria Spencer, in memory and honor of her husband Spence, that was his nickname, and she's from Orleans. To Bill and Judy Hammond family, they're from the building area. To Shiloh Community Church, where I pastored for 50 years, I appreciate their support. I need to tell you, we're still not meeting in the church building. That dear little building has just sat there empty all this time. So what we're going to do in Shiloh is at 10 o'clock, a message will be shared from Shiloh by the way of Facebook. And then from Greenville, Pastor Paul Sisko will be sharing a message at 11 o'clock from the Greenville campus. And that one there, they do live. So you can even kind of click on it and let them know you're listening if you so desire. But whatever way you tune us in on Sunday, we'd be so glad that you did that. A big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger for picking out my music. She's been so faithful in doing that, and she's got some good songs for today, and I'm looking forward to playing them. You know, folks, as we gather around the Word of God and think about Mother's Day, one of the things I'm thinking about is I want to celebrate motherhood, but in so doing, I want to celebrate the family. I want to celebrate God's plan for the family. I want to celebrate the idea that the teachings that our mamas gave us when we were younger and when we were growing up, or the teaching that she's given us as adult people, those teachings are tremendously important, especially going through what we've been going through these last 2 months. This is getting to be a long-term thing, and it's difficult on each and every one of us. But I'm trusting that we can get in our minds and hearts today, we can go back to some of Mama's teaching, some of Mama's determination, and the things that she meant to you. And that'll be something that's very special. To get us started, we're going to listen to a song that said, "When Mama Prayed." When Mama prayed, it seemed like heaven listened. This song doesn't have a lead, so we're just going to start right in with the idea, when Mama prayed, and maybe you had a mama that was a praying mama, and bless you for that. I know my mama prayed, but I don't know as we had times when she would pray, especially for each one of us kids. But that's still something pretty special. So let's listen in, and I'll be right back in just a
few moments. When Mama prayed, heaven paid attention. The angels angels spread their wings and stood prepared. Oh, and once again Satan knew he'd been defeated. 'Cause God had heard my dear old mama's prayer.
In my yesteryears of childhood, Mama taught me that having fun was Sunday morning meeting time. Every time that those church bells rung, and after the family devotions at night, why, she'd lead me up those stairs. And that's where I first heard the echo of my dear old sweet old mama's prayer. And when Mama prayed, heaven paid attention. All the angels spread their wings and stood prepared. Oh, and once again Satan knew he'd been defeated. 'Cause God had heard my dear prayer.
In this modern age of missiles, tanks and ships and guns, when men believe there's just one way that a war is ever won, well, I've had that secret weapon that all
prayed. Mama prayed. We need to give Mama a hand for all the prayers that she did in our behalf, and looking forward to the blessing of what the Lord has for us today as we think back on that special lady that we called Mom. There's just something about that powerful word, Mom. Ma. She made a tremendous inroad into each one of our lives. And young mamas, today I want you to know you're making a tremendous inroad to each one of your children's lives. As we'll study about the teachings of a mama today, we'll learn that a lot of these things, maybe at the time that is being taught, are not very accepted or appreciated. But as time go back and you look upon your mama and you think about the things that she shared with you and you think about the things that she did in order to make your life as the best it could possibly be, under her power or control. You know, my mama was a single mom with 9 kids. And I got to tell you, folks, that's a tremendous undertaking. It was at a period of time when single moms weren't so popular, you know. Today, there's a lot of single moms listening in, even today. But we need to realize that that's something that is very special. when you think back of my mom and what she meant to me. And so my feelings and my thoughts will be just a little different maybe than yours if you was raised in a family where you had a mom and a dad. My stepdad left when I was 15, and mom was the one to take over and get us through those there very difficult years and raise the rest of the family. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but I want to have a prayer. I want to thank the Lord for every mama. I want to thank the Lord for how he's made us to get through another week. God's been good to us, folks. We probably would have thought when we thought about being in homebound condition, so to speak, for a month, we'd have thought, man, that would be difficult to do. And here we've been doing it for over 2 months. So we just need to just thank the good Lord for the progress we've made so far. And just ask the good Lord to lead us and direct us. So let's just bow for a moment. Father, once again, I want to pray for the listening audience. That's why I'm here at the microphone, Father. I'm concerned for them. I want to share a message with them. They're my congregation this morning, Father. They're the ones that I put all this service together for. They're the ones that I'm gathered over here at the Lighthouse on this Wednesday morning to share this message with them. So I want to pray for their needs, whatever their needs might be. Father, I know something about you. You meet us at the point of our need. So, Father, whatever the needs are this morning, be it physical, be it spiritual, could be emotional, Father, because we've been cooped up a long time. Maybe that house is getting pretty small. Father, whatever it is that they need today, would you be pleased to comfort those that need comfort? Would you be pleased to strengthen those that's feeling almost overwhelmed? Would you bless every mama today? I especially want to pray for the young moms. Your hand of blessing would be upon them as they are gathered a lot with their children at this time of the year because of school being closed and all the other things that's happened. I just pray for mamas that you just bless them this week in a very special way. And may they know that we celebrate them. We're proud to have the motherhood in our life. And Father, we thank you for the family. We thank you that was your plan, and your plan is to be the best, to help each one of us in whatever way you can. I pray in Jesus' name, and for his sake, amen. Well, you know, in all this homebound time, and a lot of you mamas have had your kids probably for the first time this long of a time, and helping them get the schoolwork done and so on, for having them with you 24/7. That's a lot of time. I came across this little story, and I like it. It says, one of the mothers in our church put her son to bed on the eve of his 5th birthday. She was trying to communicate that the birthday idea to him. Kevin, she said, this is your last night of your 4th year. Do you understand that? Kevin was ready to communicate with his hands. For a full year, he had always shown people he was 4 by lifting up 4 fingers. I'm 4 years old, he would say. Now he's ready to add the thumb. Seeing his 4 fingers, his mother nodded and said, when you go to sleep tonight, you're still going to be 4 years old. But do you know how old you will be in the morning when you wake up? Kevin nodded enthusiastically. He added his thumb to the 4 little fingers. And he said, Mom, tomorrow I'll be a handful. I love that. Tomorrow, Mom, I'm going to be a handful. For all of those of you moms that's got a handful of kids, you've got a kid that's a handful. We celebrate Mother's Day. We celebrate the realization that God bless you in a very special way, and God meets your needs as a mama today according to his precious, precious will. The celebration of our mothers and family are to celebrate our special relationships. Some of you are celebrating your mom, your growing years with your mom, and some of you are celebrating as a mom the growing years of you as a child. Some of you celebrate that your mom is still with you, and some of you will celebrate, as I am, that our mama has been gone. My mama has been gone for 19 years. I love the foundation that was laid out in the Ten Commandments, that God gives us some instruction. We need the foundations that God gives us, folks. And listen to what he said in the book of Exodus, and he repeated it in the book of Ephesians. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live for a long time in the land of the Lord is going to give you. It's repeated again, as I mentioned, in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. Did you hear that? It's the first commandment with a promise. You know what the promise is? Honor your father and your mother, that it may go well with you here on planet Earth, and that you might live a long life, a long life. God wants us to realize that. I got to tell you, your respect toward your mama is going to make a lot of difference in how you face the reality of life. I believe this honor that he's talking about is not only while she's living with you, but you know what I've noticed through the years? My honor for my mama has changed so much as I think of all that she went through and how she had such strong determination. She went to college to be a dietitian at the age of 40, 41. And I got to tell you, she worked for 20 years in the Ione Hospital as a well-respected dietitian. That's how she was, the determination she had. And that was something very special. The main thing I want to do this morning as we think about moms, I got to tell you, folks, I believe I've noticed this over and over again. When I meet with a family when a mama has passed away, I've heard it time and time again, is the realization that they'll say, Mama, the family was number one to her. The family was number one. I believe what we need to realize today is the family really matters. There's a great value in your family and my family. And many times what has made that so great is a realization of mom and the things that she did in order to make your childhood as best as it could possibly be. When I think back of my childhood and think of, you know, there being all the kids in the family and mom baked every day and all the hard work that she did, cooking meals again. And I'm the cook at our house, and mama taught me how to cook, and I'm so glad she did. She'd say, you boys are going to learn how to cook just as well as the girls learn how to cook. And I'm so glad my mama taught me that. I'm now the cook at our house. My wife isn't able to do that, so, and I enjoy it for the most part. There's once in a while, and I've been doing it about a year now, so there's once in a while when, you know, you think, well, what am I going to fix today? But that's all right, because something gently pops into your mind or as you look in the cupboard or whatever else you might do. Honor your father and mother. I honor my mom in every way, almost every day now, because of the fact I have to say to her, thank you for teaching me how to cook. Honor your father. I believe this honor is twofold. I believe we should honor mama just for the position. She's your mom. Sometimes we get away from that. She's your mom. She deserves your respect. She deserves your honor. Honor her for her position. But then I believe it's even more beautiful when we can honor our mothers for their person. Say, my mom was a good mom. She wasn't a perfect mom. I got to tell you, I wasn't a perfect dad neither. Neither was my wife a perfect mom. But I got to tell you, folks, got some awful special memories of my mom. I love the mother of a young man by the name of Timothy, and how his mother had taught him, as it is recorded in the book of 2 Timothy 1:5. The Apostle Paul is speaking about Timothy. He said, I'm reminded of how sincere your faith is, that you first lived in your grandma's, that first lived in your grandma Lois, and then it lived in your mother Eunice. I'm convinced that Paul said to Timothy, the same kind of faith that was in grandma and in mama is in you. Didn't mean it was just passed on. But listen to what mama did for him in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. However, continue what you have learned and found to be true. You know who your teachers were. From infancy, you have known the Holy Scriptures. That's beautiful. From infancy, his mama had taught him the Word of God. And you've learned about the power to give you wisdom so that you can be saved through faith in Jesus Christ. Mama taught you that, Timothy. Every scripture passage is inspired by God, and Mama taught you that, Timothy. And all the scriptures that Mama taught you are useful. They're useful for teachings. The scriptures are useful for pointing out some error in your life, Timothy. They're useful for correcting the things that are wrong in your life. Now listen to this. And training them up for a life that God has approval. God's approved of this kind of a life, he said. And your training came from your mama, started when you was just an infant. And she used the good book to be the tool that she used in your life. And whatever you've learned from your mama, from the good book, folks, I believe you need to hang on to. This teaching of mother is to help the child in their spiritual life. Now, I told you just a few minutes ago that my mama taught me to cook. That's something that's helped me in my physical life. But I have lessons from my mama that I learned that has helped me in my spiritual life. The best way to help this kind of teaching and learning is to share the teachings of the Word of God that will lead a person into the wisdom that he can come to know through faith. This one, the Lord Jesus Christ, is his own personal Savior. But God also shows us what your responsibility is as a student. He reminds us it just isn't the teaching of the mama. You know, sometimes mama's teaching was very helpful and beneficial, except the student wasn't listening. You notice, you know, sometimes we just think we know it all, even though mama's lived longer than we have. I like it the way it says in Proverbs 1:8, because I believe he wants to use both parents. My son, he says, listen to your father's discipline. Now listen to what he also says. And do not neglect your mother's teaching. You know what you can do, folks? You can neglect your mother's teaching. You can think about it and say, now, she taught me good. She taught me about how to do this. Do not neglect your mother's teaching. In the book of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20, my son, keep your father's commandment. Now listen to this. And forsake not your mother's instructions. She taught you how to live according to the Word of God. Forsake not that, he's saying. I think there's something that God wants us to get a hold of here, is that you can kind of take and put the teachings of mom, even though you know when you think about it, it is very beneficial to you. It's very beneficial in teaching you. It's very beneficial in pointing out the error of your life or giving you some correction for your life or training you in such a way that you can live to meet God's approval. Have you noticed that in this homebound time that sometimes our thoughts go back and we reflect upon life gone by? Sometimes I reflect upon my childhood. If your mom is still alive, or even if she's passed away, we need to ask ourselves two questions, folks, this morning. Number one is, have you neglected your mother's teaching? Or have you forsaken your mother's teaching? Maybe during this quiet time, maybe in this time which I say is a time for us to rethink. Have you noticed that sometimes we need to rethink? We get wrapped up in living life. And it's going by so fast, and we got so many things we want to do, that sometimes we neglect where we should be thinking about. And in a quiet time, all of a sudden, we can begin to start to remember some of those things that we were taught when we was a child to say how beneficial that is for my life. We celebrate Mom today. In the time of her children, as she was raising them up, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, do you know what God did, folks? God took 21 verses and just shared in Proverbs 31. He shared 21 verses, no other portion of scripture that long, paying tribute to a mom. The idea of giving praise to mom, especially the mom who fears the Lord. I say in time, you and I need to realize that we will come to an understanding how valuable some of the things that our mamas taught us. I'm so glad there's a verse in Proverbs chapter 22. It's not a promise, but I got to tell you, it's telling us something that is right, something that is true. It's a challenge. Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from the training you gave him. I said it wasn't a promise, but that's a challenge, Mama. A challenge to you as you train up your child when he is younger. He may wander some, but when he's older, he'll come back to those teachings. And I think that's what I've been doing here in this, sometimes when I just have some quiet time and I want to reflect upon my life as a child. I want to reflect on my life as a teenager. In the early years of my life, I want to reflect upon those periods of time. All of a sudden, I realize Mama taught me some things there that has really been a benefit to my life, all of my life. You know, folks, I think that's so special. And I just want to say again, right now, your mama wasn't a perfect mom. I don't believe there's been a perfect mom. I got to tell you, I wasn't a perfect dad, and Bevy did a beautiful job raising our children because I was pretty busy as they were growing up. But I need to tell you, she wasn't a perfect mom. And you know what? That's good, because you know what? Mom didn't have any perfect children either. Have you ever thought about that? You wasn't a perfect child growing up. You think about it by as you think back on those times, you find out, hey, somehow it gets to be tomorrow. And God shares the things that we need to reflect upon about our mom. The whole family, she says, one of the things that is said, she has no fear about tomorrow. Proverbs 31:21, she does not fear for her family when it snows because her whole family is double layered in clothing. She dresses with strong and notable, and she smiles at the future. I got to tell you, I have one memory of my mom that I wish I would have caught what was happening. And I regret that I didn't. My mom canned a lot. And they had one place where we could have the canned goods. And one time I remember Mom taking us children into the room that had all the canned goods. And Mama had us help her can. We peeled tomatoes and we did all the kinds of things that was necessary. Cut the corn off from the cob, all of those kinds of things. Broke up the string beans. That was good. Mom had a lot of cans in that room that we went to that day. And you know what? She took us in there just to see. And she had such a smile on her face. Now I come to know what that is. She was smiling about the future. She knew that this winter we was going to be able to eat. And you know what? I don't think there's a one of us kids that caught that. I felt bad afterwards as I grew up, thinking back. Mom was just telling us, we're ready for the winter. This mama practices wisdom. She speaks with wisdom, and her tongue is, there is tender instruction. She keeps a close eye on the conduct of her family, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Mom was constantly busy. When you've got that many kids in a family, you're constantly busy. You get done cooking one meal, now you got to have another meal. And that was something that was very special. It goes on to say in Proverbs 31 that she was very strong. She puts on her strength like a belt and goes to work with energy. She sees that this is making a good profit. Now listen to this, because it's true. It was true. And it's true for you moms today. Her lamp burns late at night. She's just so busy. She lives for others. She cares about the needy, he talks about in Proverbs 31:20. She opens her hand to the oppressed people and stretches them out to needy people. When I love the bottom line of what she does, how she would respond is given to us in Proverbs 31. Her children and her husband stand up and bless her. In addition, he sings her praise of saying, many women have done noble works, but you have surpassed them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty evaporates. But the woman who has fear of the Lord should be praised. Did you hear that? This mom, this year's Mother's Day, your mama should be praised. She should be rewarded for what she has achieved. She should be praised in the city gates. And I believe this experience of what she's telling us and what she showed us and what she practiced with us is showing us how to love the way God loves. Can I say that again? I believe your mama showed you how to love the way God loves. God's perfect. Your mama wasn't. But she did the best she possibly could. And I believe you need to stand up and praise her. My voice going out wherever it's going out today, I'm just saying I thank God for my dear mom. I thank her for the things that she taught me. I thank her for the things that she did to make my childhood as best as it could possibly be. Got a song that I want us to sing, because the rest of the time of this morning I want to spend on the Mother Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus. And I want to pay some tribute to her, because what a privilege she had to give birth to the Lord Jesus. The question is asked in this song, Mary, did you know? And you know, there's no way Mary could have known everything. But Mary, did you know? Did you know this one, Jesus? Did you know what he's going to become? Mama, do you know what your sons and daughters are going to become? God bless you as you raise them the best you know how. Let's listen in.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you deliver would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would come
calm the storms with His hand.
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
And when you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know?
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises are loud.
Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?
And this sleeping child that you're holding is the
Mary, did you know? There's no way that Mary could have known. But I got to tell you, when I studied the life of Mary and her relationship with the Lord Jesus, He was there for every facet of His life. She was there to be with Him even when He died upon the cross. She was there when He born. She was there when He died. I got to tell you, I don't believe we need to raise her on a high pedestal, but we need to respect Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus. We need to realize that she had found favor with God and that she was chosen by God Himself to be the instrument to bring His Son into this world. Because God had so loved the world that He wanted to give His one and only Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. God didn't want to send His Son to condemn the world, but He wanted to send His Son that they might be saved. And He chose Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus, to be the one instrument that He used to bring this baby Jesus into the world. I love it, the birth of Jesus. I love reading about the Christmas story and all that took place. But I love other things in Mary's life. And I was thinking this week, as I was thinking about being homebound, and all of a sudden, on the news, they started talking about there's going to be some shortage of food. Some of the meat places are having difficulty because people are sick and so on with the virus. And so they're saying the meat may run down and the meat may be a much higher price than we've paid before. And, you know, we're just wondering, is there going to be enough? I hope it won't be a run on the toilet paper as it was on the run on the toilet paper. But listen, folks, I believe that we need to realize to trust God And there's a beautiful story in the book of John. And it has to do with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And it has to do with Jesus coming to the point he's about ready to enter into his ministry. And Jesus was at a wedding. The mother Mary was at the wedding. Not only that, the disciples were at the wedding. And then we read this in John chapter 2. The big thing isn't that he made water into wine. The big thing is the kind of wine that he made. Whatever God does, folks, have you learned yet? Mary knew this. Mary knew this. Whatever Jesus done, he did it the best. I got to tell you, that's one of the lessons I learned from my mama. Whatever you do the best you're capable of doing. There's no need to just slide by in the job. So listen to this story. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "Jesus, they're out of wine." Jesus said to her, "Why do you come to me? My time has not yet come." His mother told the servers, "Do whatever he tells you to do." Now there were 6 stone water jars there. Jesus told the servers, "Fill the jars with water." And the servers filled the jars to the brim. I love it. They filled the jars to the brim. Jesus said to them, "Pour some of that out and take it to the person in charge." The servants did as they were told. The person in charge tasted the water that had become wine. He didn't know where it had come from, although the servants had poured the water knew where it came from. The person in charge called the groom and said, "Everyone serves the best wine at first. And when people have drank some wine, the host serves the cheaper wine. But," he said, "I'm going to commend you. You save the best wine for now." Cana in Galilee was a place that Jesus began to perform miracles. He made his glory public, and there and his disciples believed in him. The miracle of changing water to wine. But I want us to notice what Jesus was able to do. And I think we need this for today. There may be some shortage of meat, folks, but we need to realize that whatever God's going to do, he's going to do above and beyond what you can imagine or think. He's going to make the provision for us. We need to trust him. I love it that Mary says to Jesus, "They're running out of wine. They ran out of wine." And then when Jesus said, "My time isn't come," she didn't stop there. She just turned to the servers, the people that was now not able to take any wine, and she says, "Whatever he tells you to do, you do it." I love that. I got to tell you, folks, that's one of the best lessons that any mama could teach her children. That's the best lesson that we can pass on to anybody. Whatever Jesus asks you to do, do it. Do it. God spends a lot of time in his word talking about not just being a hearer of his word, but being a doer of his word. And I believe in this epidemic that we're going through that God would be saying to us, even if your mama didn't say this to you, God would be saying to us, "Whatever my son asks you to do, do it." I believe Mary would be saying to you and to me, "Whatever my son asks you to do, do it." There's many things that we can take away from this miracle. And I want us to focus on the mother of Jesus. We see her concerned about the need. She goes to Jesus with that concern. Jesus' response was, my time has not come. Then she charged the waters, the ones in charge, do whatever he tells you to do. And I love it, their response. They filled those water jugs to the brim. It says it was 18 jars there. Each one held about 27 gallons. You know what Jesus did, folks? He passed a thing called time. In order to make some good wine like that wine was, it took time. Jesus just spoke and it was there. Fill the jugs with water. Now it's all of a sudden wine. And we need to know that was something very special. I want us to kind of think about this as we wrap up this part of the message on the idea of a promise. This promise is one that I have claimed for many different things in my life, and I'm claiming it for this thing that we're going through right now as individuals and as a nation and as a world. Now to him, God, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we ask or think. Now listen to what he's saying. God can do exceedingly abundantly. He can do above all that we could think or ask. And how's he going to do this? According to the power that works in us. I believe we need today to hear Mary say to us, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Do it. And I trust we would respond like those servants did at that period of time. You know, when this one Mary was first told of the realization that she's going to give birth to Jesus, there was a foundation that was laid that was tremendously important. And I believe because of that foundation that was laid of belief in God, that's why Mary could say to those other people, the servers, whatever he asks you to do, do it. That's why I believe the challenge is the same to you and I today. Well, as you're going through this epidemic, whatever God is asking you to do, do it. And maybe that means you go back and pick up some of the teachings that you've kind of neglected, some of the teachings that you've kind of forsaken that your mama's taught you from the scripture that would be beneficial for you to hear and to be practicing at this time. When the angel came to Mary with the announcement that she was going to give birth to the Lord Jesus, he said to her, don't be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. You're going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. And his name's going to be Jesus. Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I'm a virgin? He said, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, Mary. The Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, that child will be born and you will be called the Holy Son of God. And behold, your aunt, your relative, Elizabeth, she's in old age and she's conceiving a son, and that one's going to be John the Baptist. For nothing is impossible with God. That's what Mary heard. At the time of being told, her life was going to be changed tremendously. Nothing is impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to thy word. And the angel departed. That's the foundation she was built upon. Her faith was built upon that foundation to behold the handmaid of the Lord. Nothing's impossible. That's what Mary knew within her heart and mind when they ran out of wine. Nothing is impossible. Later on, her son Jesus taught us a lesson about building our lives. He said, don't build your life upon the sand. You need a solid foundation. Build your life upon the rock, and Jesus is the rock. And you know what? He said, when the storms of life come, because they will come as they have been coming, and it'll beat up on the house, but you know what? Built up on a solid foundation, it will stand. But if it's built up on the sand, it'll end in destruction. God is reminding us we need on this Mother's Day to remember that we need a sure and a strong foundation. I want to close with this verse. And the God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, after you've suffered a little while, will himself restore you, make you strong and firm and steadfast. That's what God wants to do for you. That's what God wants to do for me, even during this time of difficulty. Even this during this time when things are so difficult, God wants to do that for each one of us. I'm going to close the song. This song is trying to help us to reflect upon life. It's saying to us, you know what? You're going to miss this. I don't mean we're going to miss what we're going through in this epidemic, but you're going to miss your childhood. You're going to miss the things when you had children. So this song is reminding us, you're going to miss this. This is going to be something that's going to be a part of your life that you're going to have difficulty with. And I trust that you can understand. On this Mother's Day, Mom, keep up the good work. Mama, do your best you can. And each one of us, as we remember our mama, let's reflect upon what she did for us.
She was staring out the window of that SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. Then she kissed her hand and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in a one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look. Of my own. One's 36, one's 23.
It's hard to believe.
You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days
hadn't gone by so fast.
These are some good times, so take a good look around.